This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, we got much to cover today concerning what's going on in the United States of America. Let me reiterate the point. What's going on in your country is coming through the warmongers, namely the American politicians. We were talking about this yesterday, and I just want to bring it to you today. Who's responsible for sending the confusing message to the American people, and to take responsibility, and whose door does this really come to as far as the responsibility? I would say all of us, but it first falls to the church. Then it falls to government, but it all falls to the people, first and foremost, for allowing these things to go the direction that they're going today. You are only complaining about what you are simply tolerating as to what's going on in your country. So we're going to be talking about dealing with the warmongers, the American politicians, in just a couple moments. But before I do that, I want to go over to what's on sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. We have on sonsoflibertymedia.com how the GOP spent $42 million on Romney, who was all Barack Hussein Obama, two sides of the same coin, friends, in TV ads in 2012. $0 spent for Trump in 2016. Just a headline. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, World War III. Barack Obama could take a major step towards war with Russia on Friday. Folks, again, don't get caught up into the charade or into the illusion, or to the deceptive acts of the politicians who are acting as if they're at war with Russia, folks. When you look at the fruit of the corrupt politicians you call representatives, they're allied with the communists who are controlling them. What's going on in your country right now is being incited and controlled by the communists without. Keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama is allied with America's sworn enemies. And folks, furthermore, we just found out, now the conservatives, as I've been telling you, have been slowly coming to the light little by little, little by little, and little by little. Slowly but surely, friends. Well, they're talking about how Hillary Clinton is now connected to the Russians. And it's interesting, during the debates and on television, friends, what is she always doing? She's always browbeating them. That's to get you to believe that they're really arch enemies, when in fact, they're doing business together. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Our threat comes from within. The establishment is doing everything it can do to make us look crazy, folks. The establishment is attacking and polarizing anybody that really is an American. Don't ever forget that you are under attack. If you're waiting for the revolution to begin, friends, it's already happened long ago. It's time to wake up and respond. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here we have it again. Hillary Clinton aide caught mocking Christians, calling conservative Catholicism an amazing bastardization of the faith. Here we have it again, folks. But what do they do in public? Well, they believe in all the gods, but in private, they believe in none of them. But if we would judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7, we could see them for surely who they are. By judging them by their fruit, said the Christ, the light of men that exposes darkness. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In the state of Minnesota, with prices increasing 50%, the Minnesota governor who backed Obamacare admits no longer affordable. Folks, they knew that this wasn't affordable. They knew exactly what they were doing, these little George Soros minions folks. They knew who they were working for. They knew what they were doing was unconstitutional. But they did it in face of the American people regardless, friends. That's, again, how they are assailing you on a 24/7 basis. They are not upholding the Constitution, so help me God. No, they're attempting to tear it down and recreate it in their own devilish image as they help the devil along with destroying this country and themselves at length. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I don't know if you've seen this or not, friends, but this is crazy stuff. We have groups of people that are literally taking it to Bill and Hillary Clinton. Bill Clinton is a rapist during his speeches. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, violent mob attacks protester with Bill Clinton is a rapist. Sam, are you paying attention over there, brother? Can you go ahead and play that audio that I sent over to you in just a couple moments, just to give the people a little listen as to how these people are actually confronting the likes of Bill Clinton, friends? It's interesting. Billy Bob is being confronted at every turn, and what he's doing is he's basically saying, well, it's a good thing we're not having dialogue here, because these people would know that they would lose. When in fact, again, friends, how many women are coming forward, and even young girls that are coming forward now, claiming that Bill Clinton raped them? And I suppose that's just allegations. Listen to this, friends, real quick. Bill Clinton confronting, being confronted by Bill Clinton is a rapist sign protesters.
Nobody can dispute the fact that we need
Hear him laughing?
Thank you. Thank you. Don't worry about it. Thank you. Thank you. You gotta feel sorry for him. Bad day yesterday, so they're trying to make it up. Give me my hand. Give me my hand.
Bill Clinton being confronted with people with signs that say Bill Clinton is a rapist.
This is what is the matter with politics.
This is how he's bumping the stump for his criminal wife Hillary with all 200 people there if they're lucky.
Don't drink it.
He's saying, don't drink their Kool-Aid. Those that are calling him a rapist, don't listen to what they're saying. I mean, isn't this the guy that back in the 90s admitted it at length that he was committing adultery with his wife? I mean, this is crazy stuff, friends. But again, this is the president.
Wait.
Hang on.
So,
or maybe he didn't perform very well in some of his business endeavors.
It's another report.
One of the kind of the things that we really need to be looking at in this debate is that Bill Clinton is a rapist. Infowars.com. Infowars.com. Bill Clinton's a rapist.
Okay. Hey, folks, this goes on and this goes on and this goes on and this goes on with confrontation after confrontation. And it's interesting, even close up on Bill Clinton, you can see his face. He's been told to shrug it off, to laugh it off, friends. We're talking about the president of the United States of America back in the 90s, who was impeached for, well, you were told again, friends, Monica Lewinsky, when in fact he was committing the act of treason with the Chinese, selling the Chinese military, U.S. military secrets. That's what the impeachment was about. Again, Article 2, Section 4. When you get a moment, go ahead and check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. By the way, federal judge just overturned Obama's unconstitutional gun ban and put it right back on his head and said, that is unconstitutional, Mr. Foreign Agent in the People's White House. So you got some good things going on out there, but good things take place when people respond. It's called fighting the good fight of faith. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
If you'd like to check us out on sonsoflibertyradio.com, feel free to do so. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Go to Facebook, Bradley Dean. Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter, on my Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it truly is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. No question about it. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, John 1, I can keep going down the line. There is none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ, period. End of story. Folks, yesterday we were talking about stop the warmongers. Who's creating, who's inciting all of this domestic insurrection? Let me say it this way. Who's attempting to stir up domestic insurrection, friends? Who's doing it? Who's responsible for it? Well, stop the warmongers, because that's who this is. Who is it? It's the American politicians. Remember what I shared with you yesterday. Just a little bit of a recap. Hermann Göring said, the people can always be brought to the bidding of their leaders. You don't have leaders in this country. You have representatives. That is easy, he said. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and for not going along, of course, and exposing the country to danger if they don't go along. It works the same way in any country, said Hermann Göring. Now, in saying that, friends, what comes to my aid right now is when I think of those globalists that are attempting to create this chaos again so they can bring in the new order. And of course, today we're bringing it a different angle because I'm simply going back to last week's headlines to show you what I'm telling you is smack on in the center of the topics in which need to be exposed, friends, and who's responsible for bringing these things on. And I'm doing live radio right now, and what I'm doing, friends, is what just came to my aid was none other than one of our past generals who had warned us exactly what the government is doing and how they are doing it, and how over and over that this government that is always using emergency to bring about change, which, by the way, is the plea of tyrants. I will get that quote for you during the next segment here, just to stay on course. For those that have yet to figure out that the game that is being played out between, again, the Democrats and the Republicans concerning America's welfare, it's not the parties contending with one another. Let me say that again. It's not the parties contending with one another. It's the globalists contending with you, America, the American people, in the guise of your representatives. Read Proverbs 26, verse 28. It's exactly what's going on. And I'm about to show you that in just a moment. See, the real threat to you and your freedoms in America does not come from those hiding out in a cave wearing turbans on their heads, yelling Allahu Akbar. It's coming from men and women wearing suits and ties in Washington, D.C. that are literally selling you out every single step of the way. And again, friends, you're seeing this 24/7, and what happens is they expect you to get behind either the Democrats or the Republicans, when in fact, folks, they both have the same jersey on. And what the American people don't understand about that, for the life of me, friends, I'm completely lost. I really honestly am. I'm lost when it comes to the American people not seeing this for what it is. You've been entertained too much. You've been watching too much pro wrestling, friends, is what's happening here. And what we need to do is we need to get back to the reality, friends, and take responsibility as to what's going on. Again, concerning what's going on in our country. And, of course, this is just something else. Hey, folks, we're doing live radio right now, and I just wanted to reiterate the point that whenever we get on live radio, the only time we have any problems with our systems is when we are on live radio. And interestingly enough, when I start talking about hot topics, I get visitors. And aside of that, I also get to pay attention to a computer that doesn't want to work any longer. And that's what's blowing me away right now. And that's exactly what I'm dealing with right now. Okay, here it comes up. It's slowly but surely. I don't know if we had to reset that or what the situation was. But, folks, again, the real threat to you and your freedoms in America does not come from those hiding out in caves, wearing turbans, yelling Allahu Akbar. It's coming from men and women wearing suits in Washington, D.C. Now, to prove my point, I want you to check out these recent headlines just over the last week. Okay? Again, we're doing a bit of a recap. Thank you. Pentagon blows $500 million plus on fake Al-Qaeda videos. Why would they be creating fake Al-Qaeda videos? I'm just curious. Another headline. Judge tells states they must take Syrian refugees. Folks, this is unconstitutional. It's illegal. But who, again, is assailing you, folks? It's your representatives. And when I'm speaking of judges, if they don't sit in good behavior, remove them as well. Read Article 3, Section 1 of the Constitution. Here's another one. Another headline. Obama's administration proposes plans for Americans to adopt and sponsor Muslim immigration into the United States. Who's doing this, America? Is this the foreigners doing it? Well, it's the foreigners behind your representatives doing it, because your representatives have sold you out for 30 pieces of silver as they continuously flatter you and kiss you, and then in the same heartbeat, they betray you. A former CIA officer, another headline, most terrorism are false flag terrorists or are created by our own security services, he said. Well, that's interesting. Now, why would our own security services create false flag terrorist attacks? I'm curious. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, by the way, again, America, let me remind you, I'm not talking about a third world country. I'm talking about headlines in the United States of America just over the last week. Here's another one. DHS memo acknowledges the fact that refugees fraud is happening. Who's bringing about that fraud? The Department of Homeland Security, who is stacked with foxes in the chicken coop. Another headline. Major Swedish columnist Cecilia Hagen, she said anybody who does not support Islam and Muslims, they're rats and they need to be exterminated. Hey, folks, who's making war against you? Folks, who are the warmongers? They're the American politicians. What did Hermann Göring say? Well, he said the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. Folks, they take it, the lowest common denominator concerning these debased, lewd fellows, and then they begin to inundate the American people with the fact that they're the ones that are the leaders, as if to say that they're the standard, when in fact they are not the standard. They are the criminal rather than the one upholding the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Again, Hermann Göring said the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. He said that's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for the lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country, he said. That's exactly right. He is exactly right when he said that. Let me give you another headline here, friends. A Marine Corps father banned from daughter's graduation following lawsuit against school's Islamic indoctrination. Who's denying him the right to be a part of a school in America because of foreign indoctrination, folks? Your representatives are. Here's another one. Headlines. Hillary Clinton names German Chancellor Angela Merkel as favorite world leader. Folks, again, keep in mind, I got the video posted right here on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Angela is responsible for stating that Germany belongs to Islam. And yet Hillary Clinton admires her, just like she does the likes of Margaret Sanger, the one that's responsible for teaching a people in this country to accept the fact that the most merciful thing that you can do to one of your own family members is to kill it, an infant member of your family. I mean, folks, you want to talk about sick-minded people? I mean, what kind of a people are you, America, to accept leadership, as they call them, like this? This is second to none. This is crazy thinking, folks. But again, keep in mind, Angela is responsible for stating that Germany belongs to Islam. And Hillary Clinton's, man, she's just spilling all over, isn't she? Gaga, googling, lavishing her. Folks, whatever the case might be, this is what they're legitimizing in the face of the American people, 318.9 million people. And you accept this? Man, folks, I gotta say, you deserve what you got coming.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Woo! Boy, oh boy. Talking about, okay, now we're caught up from yesterday. That was the recap, friends. I took one segment to recap it. Now we're up to par here. Dealing with the warmongers, American politicians. Folks, what they do is they create the chaos, and what we're seeing is they begin to push for change. And they're using there's no precedent. And there's no lawful constitutional premise in which they can change the laws. But the American people, because you don't know the law, you're allowing them to change the law because you have been led to believe that, well, they're officials, they're our leaders, they can go, you know, they must know better than we do. No, folks, let me show you how much more they know than we do. Everything they do runs direct contrast, folks. Antithetical, opposite of who we are. They are pushing down the laws through foreign laws because, again, I don't know how many times I need to say this or reiterate the point. They are trying to establish a new world global order, just so you know. And they're using your representatives to do this. Let me keep going on. We're talking about headlines here. The last one I brought up was Hillary Clinton names German Chancellor Angela Merkel the one responsible for stating that Germany belongs to Islam as her favorite world leader. You put up with this, America. Then we have another headline in America just over the last week. Muslims and Germans working together to revive the Nazi Empire. Yesterday I shared with you, for those that do not know your history, Adolf Hitler hired the Muslims as mercenaries to do his killing both within and without for him. Just so you know. And you better bet your butt, folks, this is what they're doing in Germany and in France. They're plundering those nations. They are bought and paid for, friends. Look at them. Do you see kids involved? Very few. Do you see women involved? Very few. Man, they look like they're young. Whoa, they look like they're military people. Oh, my goodness, look at that. Let's go to another headline. In America, Bill de Blasio, New York City criminal mayor, declares 9/25 Muslim Parade Day. And by the way, when I'm calling them criminal folks, someone that breaks the law, that's called crime. And when they commit the crime, that makes them the criminal. And this is what you're seeing through your representatives on a daily basis. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, headline, coming to an elementary school near you, courtesy of Common Core, a video with doll beheadings. Again, yesterday I shared with you, friends, just to get you up to par as to what's going on in your country. When I was in Bakersfield, California, I had a woman come up to me and tell me that she asked for the school curriculum and found out that they are teaching the five pillars of Islam in her kid's school that they did not want her to know about. So they want to shut you up, America. They want to shut you up, and most of you are in compliance. Hillary Clinton's solution for terror attacks in America, another headline across the boards, more gun control. Folks, you're either going to deal with the tyrants, either you're going to be ruled by the word of God, or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. There is no in-between. Do you remember back in 2015 of October, Mark Dayton voted worst senator in the United States history, said to the people of Minnesota concerning the Minnesotans that didn't want these illegals coming into their prospective towns, he said, if you don't like immigrants, get out of Minnesota. Did that come from a foreigner? Or is he doing the biddings and the biddings of foreigners that mean to destroy you? Who's doing it, friends? See, when you shut down your representatives, you shut down special interest groups. So I want to ask you a question. 1-866-582-9933. Who are the terrorists? Who are these useful idiots working for? Well, let's line this up with former British Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence. Listen carefully. I didn't say this. This is what former British Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence Agent, said. The truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligence officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil. To all you Muslims out there, they're using you as well. Only to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism, the country behind this is the United States, of course. I mean, America, Americans all the well know that the present administration has done everything in its power to aid, to abet, and to fund America's enemies both within and without. And if you were to deny that, you are in serious denial. You better get your head out of the sand. Because it's been going on for a long time, starting with Mr. George Bush, then going back to his predecessor, Billy Bob, and then going back to his predecessor, George Bush Sr. You've been under attack for a long, long, long time, America. Furthermore, the devil is found in the details. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14 and 2 Thessalonians 2:8. Now let's go over to Master Splinter. Master to Barack Hussein Obama. That's one of his names. And over to Hillary Clinton. Because you know as well as I do, Barack Hussein Obama has been assailing everything American since day one by creating war and within and without. Oh, and P.S., another headline, just this last week, across the boards, it has been recently reported that Barack Hussein Obama is a war criminal by those within the United Nations. Of course he is. He's also a foreign agent. Bought and paid for by the Saudis to create everything that is going on in this country with the help and the aid of the state-controlled narrative. See, if the American peoples would shut their TVs off and shut down the state-controlled narrative, especially, you know where I'm going, the professed conservatives and the professed Christians for the most part, folks, they couldn't take any ground. You are under attack by your representatives. Now, let's go over to Saul Alinsky, Master Splinter. Okay? Rules for Radicals page 19. Any revolutionary change must be preceded by a passive, affirmative, non-challenging attitude towards change among the mass of our people. They must feel, listen carefully, the method of these sick-minded devil worshipers. By the way, they said it, I didn't, literally. They must feel so frustrated speaking of you, so defeated speaking of you, America, so lost speaking of you, America, so futureless in the prevailing system that they are willing to let go of the past and chance the future. How many times I have heard from the American people, I just got a phone call last week from a radio show host, a friend of ours. I don't know what to do. I feel like there's no hope. Well, again, we talked last week about what do you have your eyes on? What are you feeding upon? Are you feeding upon the bread of life? Do you have your eyes fixed on the author and the finish of your faith? Because if not, no wonder why you're succumbing and not overcoming. But this is what these people are operating. This is the method of these little baby useful idiots. And I'm talking about Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton. They're all useful idiots. And those that think they're at the top of the chain, they're useful idiots too. But what's worse is when you look at a people that has so much light and revelation and such a rich heritage in a country such as ours, there's no reason, especially knowing who our forefathers were, there is no reason whatsoever that we are in the predicament that we are in right now. Every one of these people should be behind bars. And until the American people send that message, mark my words, nothing's going to change. Hey folks, Hillary Clinton, also a Saul Alinsky disciple of the devil, as I stated a couple moments ago, was exposed recently by WikiLeaks. Take him for what you want. It's interesting how whenever Julian Assange comes out with anything, how the media is right there to report it. How does that work? Think, America, think. But it's interesting. Why doesn't he give the whole dump? Why doesn't he give the whole expose? No, he's got to give it in chunks. Why? Because it's working right along with those that are assailing you, America. Hand in glove. Hillary Clinton was recently exposed by WikiLeaks email dump that Saudi Arabia and Qatar are funding ISIS. Yes. Great. Now, friends, here's my question to you. Are these not the enemies of America that are funding Hillary Clinton's foundation? Now, across the board's headlines today, the American people are now coming to the light because they didn't want to listen to what I told you about a year and a half ago concerning Hillary Clinton doing business with Russia. It's called treason, America. Now they're coming to the terms that Hillary's been doing business with Russia. Yet on national television, what is she doing? She's condemning Putin. She's condemning the Russians. Of course, she wants to further herself from the fact that you might come to the realization that she's actually dealing with them, which she is in fact. Hey, folks, who's assailing you? Who are the terrorists? Again, friends, I've said this so many times, but the DHS has already identified you, America, as someone that believes in the laws of our Constitution, or a Christian, or you believe in right to bear arms, or the Bill of Rights, friends. By the way, that is my Patriot Act. But to believe in who we are, you're the terrorists. This is what these representatives have passed against you since September 11th. I mean, here again. Are these not the enemies of America that are funding Hillary Clinton's foundation, but the media props her up? And now the conservatives, you know what they're saying now? If this B gets voted in, there's going to be war. I mean, folks, how far are you going to let it go, friends? What spirit are you of that you are not protesting what's going on in this country? Hey, to be silent when you should protest makes cowards of men, said Abraham Lincoln. Love him or hate him, he was right. We're going to come up and I'm going to finish this. And I'm going to highlight more as to what's going on in your country. Friends, deal with the warmongers, the American politicians. Hey, we got Paul Ryan coming up too. You know the guy that's on the stump running for Trump? Isn't this the guy that sold us out, his first act, his first legislative act? He sold you down the river, and yet the conservatives are hailing him as some sort of hero?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You know, I was just thinking, welcome back to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. I was just thinking about how I seen a girl the other day when we were driving by the lakes in Minneapolis, delivering papers. And I was just thinking about WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. Isn't it interesting? It's like someone's delivering his papers and the state-controlled narrative is to deliver his papers every time he comes out with something. I thought he was an enemy to corruption in government. Why would they be delivering his papers for him? And that's exactly what they're doing. Any revolutionary change must be preceded by a passive, affirmative, non-challenging attitude towards change among the mass of our people. So in other words, they just want to pacify you. They must feel so frustrated, so defeated, so lost, so futureless in the prevailing system that they are willing to let go of the past and chance the future. You see easily a majority of the American peoples acting in such a fashion. Well, that's the doctrine of devils, friends. Just so you know. And then I was talking about how Hillary Clinton, also a Saul Alinsky disciple of the devil, was exposed recently by WikiLeaks. The dump that he just gave, literally, that's what it's called, a WikiLeaks email dump, that Saudi Arabia and Qatar are funding ISIS. And I said, and I laid to your candor, are these not the enemies of America that are funding Hillary Clinton's campaign? Of course. The foundation, of course it is. By the way, she went on and said terrorism, she said, it's not said... not a said threat to us as a nation. She said that terrorism is not a threat here in this nation. Wow. It seems to be a convenient little ploy to use terrorism at will to control the people with the use of fear, diabolical fear. Of course it is, and that's exactly what they're doing. After September 11th, Congressman McDermott said that you can get people to do anything with the use of fear, and it's a feline fear. It's not the fear of God. It's the fear of consequence. It's a diabolical fear. It's a sad place to be. Repent, America, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the message. Furthermore, it was reported that she wants to drone strike all dissidents and whistleblowers. Well, we see that as a fact. I mean, they have a lot of dead bodies around. The Clintons do. Isn't that interesting? It's quoted in the WikiLeaks dump that she wants to drone strike all descendants and whistleblowers. Maybe this can explain as to why so many people are dying around this criminal administration and the Clinton administration and the Bush administration as well. There's a lot of dead bodies around the Bush administration, too, for those that did not know. And then here's another headline for you. Recently, the governor of Iowa said, this was just 3 days ago, said there's a major Islamic terrorists that are living in every state that can strike any day. And it's your representatives that want to disarm you in the face of these terrorists. Wow. This comes to my aide, Henry Kissinger, the pedophile. He's been sitting on everybody's administration since Richard Nixon that I know of. He was the one that said anybody that refuses the New World Order is the terrorist. Wow, we're seeing this come into the light, aren't we, folks? Yeah, the sun is on the horizon. It's coming up, friends. And I'm talking about the light as to expose the plans of those men that mean to rule the world. What a joke. What a joke. Seriously, what a joke. The mayor's coming about saying, man, there's some major Islamic terrorists that are living right here in the state. How'd they get here, America? The president of the United States brought them in. He pushed them in. That's how they got here, if they're here. But what happens when the American people remain armed? How's that going to work out for these Islamic terrorists? But again, the representatives in this administration have been working hard to disarm you, America. And why would they do that? Here, do you want an interpretation, America? Who are the terrorists, America? Who are they? Who are the warmongers? Who are they? Outside of the American politician, who's creating all of this chaos in the United States of America? I want to know. And I want to tell you again and lay responsibility at the front door of everybody in this country. It's happening because you're tolerating them. It's happening. You're allowing their violation of law. That's why they're doing it. You're adding strength to the things that they do on a daily basis. Hey, folks, if this agenda doesn't work to create chaos, then they'll come up with another one. If that one doesn't work, then they'll create another one. And if that one doesn't work, they'll create another one. And you get to entertain yourselves on a daily basis by watching it through the state-controlled narrative. Isn't this fun? I mean, we act as if this isn't really happening. It reminds me of when the two towers fell down. I remember seeing an eyewitness of one of the towers falling, said it was surreal. It was like it was a movie. It was like it wasn't really happening. Hey, America, this isn't a movie. This is a reality. And by the way, friends, all these terrorists that the governor of Iowa is warning the American people about, this all came from information from the FBI. Not all of them are bad, friends. A little even leaving us a whole lump. Hey, by the way, the FBI, who has a long history of protecting the likes of the Clintons who are being funded by these terrorists. Just think about that. Furthermore, FBI Director James Coney came out a week and a half ago and said, defeating ISIS will make them more dangerous. This is the head of the FBI that said to defeat ISIS will make them more dangerous. Why don't you set the Navy SEALs, about 300 of them, loose, instead of tying their hands behind their back? Why don't you arm them and let them do what they've been trained to do, and it'll all be over with real quick, rest assured. Because they're the best we've got. But for some reason, the Navy SEALs, they're just mysteriously dying off too. And our commanders and our military, they're being fired without reason. And boy, and America's just having a good time. All right. Okay. All right, America, good job. Look at you become. You, the world's beginning to laugh at you. A proverb. America, you are. This is not the seed of the Most High God. Hey, friends, who's the real threat to your freedoms? Oh, and by the way, one more thing I wanted to add on to that. Don't forget the criminal in the People's White House who wants to rush 185,000 Muslim immigrants into the United States by 2017. Why? Because they want to tear you down. Who's doing it, America? Is it the terrorists? Who's supplying the terrorists? Your representatives. What of Paul Ryan, who handed everything over to the foreign agent in the People's White House on his first legislative act? $1.1 trillion of deficit laid on the backs of the American people. Giving sanctuary to sanctuary cities, protecting illegals coming into the United States of America, funding their educations concerning the illegals. Who are they working for, America? I'm just asking. But yet Paul Ryan is bumping the stump for Donald Trump, and here's the conservatives gaga googling all over this little clown named Paul Ryan. In America, the joke's on you. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 36 and 43. As I said earlier, for those who are warning of a revolution, I have a news flash for you. It started when America turned their back on God. End of story. Psalm 9:16. Don't you remember what Karl Deunis, the German admiral, would-be Führer, after Hitler said? He said, politicians brought the Nazis to power. They are the ones that started the war. They are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. It wasn't the people. It was the politicians. Who are the criminals, America? Is it the corrupt politicians or the people that tolerate their crimes? Because America knows that these corrupt representatives feel that they're demigods. They're above the laws of our republic. And they act accordingly. Listen to what Hermann Göring said. Steph, you haven't heard this. Listen to what he said. This is one of the mass murders under Adolf Hitler. He said, my measures will not be crippled by any bureaucracy. Here, I don't have to worry about justice. My mission is only to destroy and to exterminate, nothing more. What do you see your representatives doing, friends? Remember, the rule of law brings about peace, while the rule of arbitrary policy by force creates war, and that's exactly who's creating the war. Arbitrary policy through your representatives, working for those that mean to destroy your country. And the only way to prevent this war, friends, is to deal with those who are illegally working to create war. And that's exactly what they're doing. Corrupt officials are forcing change through the chaos that they are the ones responsible for creating. And the war that the American people have on their hands right now is to deal with those who are no longer working for the American public. You know who they are, and I end with John Calvin. And you peoples to whom God gave the liberty to choose your own magistrates, see to it that you do not forfeit this favor by electing to the positions of highest honor rascals and enemies of God.
Well, we are definitely speaking the truth here at the Sons of Liberty Radio. And actually, this past week, I'm going to try to kick this off quickly. We had a phone call from a woman named Karen, who along with her husband has been listening to the radio program for years. Now, her husband is a local truck driver who has to get up at 2 a.m. every morning. But before he goes to bed at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he listens to the Sons of Liberty. She, too, said she will join him so they can listen to the program together. And after he heads off for work early in the morning, she'll sometimes listen again. Now, she conveyed to us how the program means so much and how we're speaking the truth. And she said politicians these days are not speaking the truth. She wanted to support our ministry because we're one of only two ministries that actually spiritually feed her and her husband, where she really Amen. Gets ministered unto.
Thank
and we appreciate
you.
That encouragement. We know there's so many more people like that out there. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Become a son or daughter of liberty and support this work so we can reach out to more people like Karen.
Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you tomorrow for 2. Talking 23. 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. See ya.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.